I need to start out a little differently. Ryan said we're still going to sing a song, but we need some help in singing that and also help thinking about our Vacation Bible School. I want to see, I know some of our kids are in class, are in the nursery and things, but I want to see if we have how many kids I can get age 2, and I'll go up to 7, age 2 to 7, if you can come up and sit on this stage. Move these. 2 to 7. If you're not afraid, we need some help this morning. Just come sit up on the stage. Come on up, guys and gals. I'm going to turn this microphone on too, Brad. You guys are going to have to be good for me, all right? Everybody just sit down. We can put some over here too. Hallie already knows what we're going to be doing. She's starting out early, Ryan. You guys are a good-looking crew. Now, first of all, any more? Come on up. I promise I will let you go back. First of all, guys, do you know what is going to happen this week? What's going to happen this week at night here at Seven Oaks? Anybody know? Vacation Bible School. And I want to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Vacation Bible School? Brooke, what's your favorite?
About the fair.
The fair is going to be here Wednesday night. Somebody else have a favorite thing? What's your favorite? What are y'all looking forward to? Y'all like singing songs?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing?
I like singing songs.
Singing songs? We're going to do the Booster Rooster song. And we're going to think about, Landon, what's your favorite?
The fair.
The fair? We're going to study the Bible. No. We got all these good things we're going to do. We're going to have class. We're going to have songs. We're going to have skits. It's going to be fun. We're going to have the fair come. Come on up, guys. You can sit down. Now, we're talking about songs. I want to ask you now, what's your favorite church song? Somebody got a favorite church song? What's your favorite? Jesus Loves Me. How many of you, Jesus Loves Me is your favorite song? Jesus Loves Me is your favorite? You know, one time, I was going to lead Jesus Loves Me. Me and Kyle were over at North Fork Lake. And I went to sing Jesus Loves Me. And I couldn't remember the tune. You know, Jesus Loves Me is the most famous Christian song in all the world. Now, you guys know it well, don't you? And at that time, I couldn't remember the tune. I just thought, Jesus Loves Me, this I know. For the Bible. Because I couldn't remember the way it starts. So I'm not going to try to sing it this time. And Ryan is a good song leader, isn't he? But he needs some help too. So I want y'all to sit here. And Ryan's going to lead us in Jesus Loves Me. And we're going to sing that song in a minute. But before we do, I want to ask you one more question. What is the message or meaning of that song? Is it important for us? It's important for us adults because a lot of us have it as our favorite song too. What is that song saying? What is it? Why is it important?
It's telling us that Jesus loves us.
Because it's telling us that Jesus loves us. All right. That's why we love that song, and that's why I'm glad it's your favorite. All right. We're going to sing it. Now, I need y'all to sit here and sing it with us, all right? So let's sit here, and Ryan's going to sing it. I'm going to turn my microphone off so y'all won't just hear me.
954 if you are using a book. All right. For the words to pop up. I know everybody knows the words to the song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will try to live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Thank y'all for helping us out. Those guys. I messed up my mic just a minute. Well, it's Sam, my batteries are dead. I killed it. Jeremy, can you go get me some new batteries while I start? I'll just use this one for now. Those guys did a great job, and I brought them up here, number one, because I want to emphasize Vacation Bible School beginning this week, and that we do VBS. It is for adults, and we have an adult service project. We have adult classes and things. But primarily, Vacation Bible School is an outreach to our children and making a difference in our children's lives. And so is this song. This song, Jesus Loves Me, is a classic traditional song that was written years ago. It was even written in the middle 1800s. And it was written at first as a poem in a book about a young child who was gravely ill. It was terminally ill and was going to pass away. And this is used as a song in the book, as a poem and song in the book, to comfort this young child. And so that, if you think about it with that idea, and then you think about the way this song has been used through the years, and how it provides such comfort and ease, not only in children's lives, but also in adults' lives, we see how its original meaning was brought about. Thank you. Excuse me. All right, we'll try that. I think I'm working now. So, what I want us to think about is how this song is not only about for us adults or for children, but it's also for us adults as well. It has a real message and meaning for adults. The song captures the essence of the gospel message. There were two men who were riding on an airplane one time, and one of them said, you know, what do you do? What's your occupation? And one of them said, well, I'm a preacher. I like to tell people about Jesus, and I work with the church and things of that nature. And the man sitting next to him said, oh, you mean that children's stuff? Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me. That's just children's stuff. The preacher was a little bit offended at that and didn't know really what to respond. He said, well, what do you do for a living? And he said, well, I'm an astronomer. He said, oh, you mean that children's stuff, like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Jesus Loves Me is a song that is very simple, but yet it captures the essence of the Christian message. And it's a message that, though our children love it, and we think of it as a children's song, and it's been translated in like 150 languages, and it's used throughout the world to teach children the essence of the gospel, it's also a song that is very, very important for us adults. Karl Barth, a leading 20th century philosopher and theologian, was asked one time when he was touring America, what is the greatest discovery and greatest message he has made in all of his years of research and studying the Bible? And here's what he said. He said, I have learned that ultimately all the Bible is trying to teach us about, the main message of the Bible, is captured in the words of Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And so it's so true for all life. And so this morning, I want us to think about the message of this song as we think about Vacation Bible School and as we think about all that's going on this week for us. Notice the song begins, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. The main message is, Jesus loves me. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul would say that Christ loves me and died for me. You see, Christ didn't just die for the whole world. Christ died for you as an individual and for me as an individual. We believe that if Jesus had to, He would die individually for us, in the sense that if we were the only one that needed dying, He would die for us. And so the message of the gospel is not just that Jesus died for the world, but it is that Jesus died for us as an individual. One of the great things about the Bible and about God is that Jesus expresses His love for sinners. See, in the Bible, we realize that many other pagan deities loved people for what they could do for them. And even now, in world religions, and if you want to think about the various world religions, they have a God who loves them when they do certain things right or when they accomplish certain things. But the beauty of the biblical message is that God demonstrates His own love toward us while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8. We were His enemies, and God died for us. You see, the beauty of what Jesus loves me means is that Jesus loves us because, and not because, but despite our sins, Jesus still loves us. In Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5, when John is opening his great book, he would mention in that epistle, in his opening verses, verse number 5, to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood. And then in John chapter 15, verse number 9, we read this, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. In verses 13 and 14, greater love has no one than this, than someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Jesus loves us. One man observed that anyone can devise a plan by which good people may go to heaven, but only God can devise a plan whereby sinners who are His enemies can go to heaven. The second part of this great song is that it says, for the Bible tells me so. When we think about Christianity, we understand that Jesus' love for us is only known because the Bible tells us so. And all of our hope, all of the decisions we should be making in life should be based upon what the Bible says. We live in a world that is saying, listen to what the psychologist says. Listen to what some news outlet says. Listen to what even we say in our culture, listen to various authorities, and many of those are good, teachers or professors or the latest books say.
But folks, we need to emphasize, and the reason we teach this song to our children is we want them to know that the Bible is the source of our authority. And then how do we know how to make our way in this life? How do we know and how do we trust when we're facing death, when we're facing sickness, when we're facing various challenges in life? How do we know that there's a heaven? How do we know that there's a hell? How do we know that God does listen and God does answer our prayers? How do we know? We know because the Bible tells us so. The Bible is the source, the guide. It is our hope in this life. And so this little song, Jesus Loves Me, For This I Know, the Bible tells me so. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 would put it very simply when he would talk about this idea. He would say in verses 22 that we've been purified through obedience to the truth. And he comes down and he talks about how we've been born again of the imperishable seed, the living and abiding word of God. And then he says this, this is the word of the Lord which remains forever. The word of the Lord is not going away. It will always be here. People have tried to put the Bibles in the museums, but the Bible is still the best-selling book in our world. And the Bible is more readily available than any other book in our world, especially today. And let me say this, the Bible is more readily available than it ever has been in all the world. There's no reason why we shouldn't be reading our Bibles, listening to our Bibles. With the technology we have, with Bibles on our phones, with Bibles on our tablets, on our computers, on our radios, CDs, we should be putting the Bible constantly into our hearts and minds. How do we know? Because the Bible tells me so. And then the third stanza of this song that I want to point out is it says, I am weak, but he is strong. In this verse, we see how it was originally written in a situation where a child was very ill. And you see from the book, where the child was ill, and this song is used to encourage the child. I don't know about you, but in our family, Jesus Loves Me has had a very special place. And I guess it really didn't mean that much to me until we had children. But then when Austin was a baby, we would use it as the lullaby, you might say, when we were putting him to bed at night. And then especially when, if he was hurt or sick and crying, you would sing that song to comfort him. And then as our other children have been born, and we use it on all of them, and it's been amazing oftentimes how it can soothe a child. Heard a story that was reported as true. I can't verify it, or could not verify it, but it was reported as true about a young child who was 4 years old. She was born in a prison. She had been born to a mother who was addicted to marijuana and other substances, cocaine and things. And this had severely affected her when she was in her mother's womb. And then she was born and then she was put in facilities and things. And she had a very difficult life. And she was not developing at an age-appropriate level. She wasn't speaking like she should speak. And she would have very dramatic fits of outburst and crying and would just crawl up in a fetal position. And she was put in a nursery where she had care given to her. And there was a lady there who was a believer. And she was really started to pray for this young girl. And whenever this girl would get in these fits of rage, and she would hold her and begin singing to her, Jesus Loves Me. And one time, remember, she hasn't talked very little, if at all. And one time when she had just gone through one of those, and this lady worker was comforting her, and during that process, after she had calmed down, she said, sing to me about that man who loves me. Why is Jesus Loves Me such a comforting and important song in its message to children and adults? I think it is that in a world where we often wonder about how much we're loved,
In a world where we often feel unlovable because of our mistakes and our failures, we learn about a Jesus, a God who created it all, who died on a cross for us. And when we are weak, we can be strong. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
You know, us adults need to understand that this message applies to us just as much as it does children. We're weak because of our sin. In Bible class this morning, we looked at Luke chapter 5, where Peter understood his own weakness, and he falls down before Jesus and he says, I am a sinful man, depart from me. We cannot become a Christian until we reach that point where we realize that we can't do it on our own. We must put our hope, our faith in Jesus. When I am weak, then I am strong. You see, we can only be strong through Him. And then the next verse of the song speaks of heaven's gate to open wide. When we think about this verse, it also uses the words, He will wash away my sin. And of course, we understand that children, young children, do not have any sin. So we wouldn't want to apply this to young children. But we understand for us adults, and for anyone who's reached the age of accountability, and even as we think about children going forward, that one day they put their hope and faith in Him because they're going to have to trust Him to wash away their sins. We understand that heaven's gate is open wide because He will wash away our sins. I think about John chapter 14, where Jesus is speaking there, and he writes about the apostles. Where he's speaking to his apostles, and he's being asked about by Thomas about how can he know the way. And Jesus answers in a very important fashion. He says, let not your hearts be troubled, for believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. And that's when Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When we think about Jesus loves me, the purpose of Jesus loves me, so that we can go to heaven, so that we can go be cleansed of our sins here, and then be able to go to heaven. And then the final verse of this song that I want to emphasize is the last verse that Ryan sung. And it says, Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me, I will try to live for thee. The emphasis of this verse is that we need to grow, we need to mature. That though we understand Jesus loves us, it's not enough to stay in that infantile state where we've been born again, when we've had our sins washed away at baptism, but we need to grow. Make our heart pure and holy thine. We need to be sanctified. And this week in VBS, we're going to be emphasizing the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 through 23. And these are all aspects of maturity and growth that we need to be adding to our life. So as we think about these emphases, and we think about what we're to be adding on into our life, we need to understand that such things like goodness and kindness and patience and joy and peace and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, these need to be added in our life. Make my heart pure and holy thine. You see, what Jesus Loves Me is about is it's about our allegiance, about our loyalty. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So make my heart pure and holy thine. So another story about a 92-year-old preacher who had spent his life preaching. And he was asked to come back and give a little talk at a church service, and he was past the years where he could really give a sermon. But the local preacher just asked him to share one or two great lessons that he had learned over the course of his life in his work and his service for Jesus. And he stood up, and as he was going to the pulpit, he got to the pulpit, and as he was there, he would say these words: "When I was asked to come here today and talk to you, your preacher asked me to tell you what was the greatest lesson I had ever learned in my 50-odd years of preaching. I thought about it for a few days, and I boiled it down to just one thing that made the difference as I went through all the trials and all the hard times. When I faced my own doubts and insecurities, the only thing that would comfort me and give me faith and hope was this verse: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, when we are weak, but He is strong. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so." I hope this morning that you've been reminded that Jesus loves you. You know, when we think about this important truth, we need to then understand that ultimately, Jesus has made the choice. He made the choice to give His life for us. Now, we must then reciprocate that choice. Are we going to give our life to Him? Are we going to love Him back? Or like someone who loves a child, and that child spurns them and leaves them and wants nothing to do with them? Are we going to love Jesus back? Or are we going to run the other way, in selfishness, in sin, in our own pursuits? Or are we going to be loyal and faithful to Jesus? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. If you need to make a choice for Jesus this morning, He loves you. Do you love Him? If you need to give your life to Christ in repentance, confession, or baptism, or if you want to rededicate your life, come as together we stand and sing.